Good evening, Kingdom citizens. This is your host, Khadijah. KitKat Moments, Revelations of Life. Your decisions determine your destiny, not your circumstances. I wanted to hop on real quick this evening because I want to share with you an aha moment that I had this week. I was talking to a friend and she said something that caused me to pause and think as the conversation continues. She said that her daughter told her that it's amazing how the enemy will attack the spiritual gifts that Abba Father has given us. Because my girlfriend, she slammed her hand in the car door and she's a pianist. Her daughter stumbled and sprained her ankle, and she is an awesome drummer. And then it got me to thinking, because I was wondering why I was having so much trouble with the eye surgery and getting the next eye operated on. And it came to me. The enemy is attacking my gift. I am a seer. I'm a researcher. I'm a seeker of knowledge and of unadulterated truths of the Most High God. I study night and day. In the middle of night, sometimes I wake up 3:30 in the morning to study. So the enemy is attacking my gift. We have to remember that the enemy is always, always, and I repeat, always going to try to hinder you from doing the God-given assignment that God has given you to advance the kingdom. Seers, you may find that your dreams and visions are affected, or even your physical eyes are affected. Pianist, you'll find that your hands, you have arthritis in your joints. It hurts to even tickle the ivory. And if you're a psalmist, you may find that the enemy will attack your voice. Your mental capacity, your memory, so that when you go to speak the word of God, so when you go to preach the word of God, the Almighty, because how can they hear without someone to preach? Enemy is at your door. We have to remember that, and we have to stay constantly prayed up, ready, for we battle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. The enemy have watchers in the spirit that watch and look for a toehold where they can enter your life. They can interfere with what God has called you to do. And sometimes we are unaware. Sometimes we're in a battle with our eyes wired shut. But we must do what God says. We must always depend on Him. We must seek His understanding. Lean not to our own understanding. So, as a believer, the enemy will attack your emotions. He will attack your beliefs. Lord God, help our unbelief. For you have not given us a spirit of fear. You will find that fear will attack you and keep you from doing what God has called you to do. Or you will remember, or the enemy will bring back to your remembrance your past failures, your past sins, and you will feel that you are not worthy to carry the gospel of the Most High God. But remember, Yeshua came. He was crucified and He died and was buried. He took our sins to the cross. And He's at Yahweh's right hand interceding for us both day and night. And Holy Spirit intercedes for us in moans and groans. We have to stand flat-footed on the things that we know that God has spoken into our lives. Conversations we have had when there is no witness. And don't let naysayers keep us from doing what God has called us to do. Because sometimes, just sometimes, we are doing exactly what God has said and no one has heard it but us. We cannot hold back because we don't have a crowd following us, or we don't have people patting us on the back, or we don't have those that are physically and mentally and emotionally encouraging and supporting us. We have to realize that God is enough. And we have to be ready to stand alone, knowing that He has our back and that we are never alone. As long as our will lines up with His will, as long as we keep our ear to His mouth, as long as we run toward the mark of the high calling. So remember, that warfare that you're going through, those attacks that you are experiencing, sit down and ask Abba to give you understanding of what is going on so you know what to pray for. Because He's always, always, always perfecting those things concerning you, even when you cannot trace His hand. I just wanted to share those words of encouragement with you. I'm Khadijah, Kick at Moments, Revelations of Life. Your decisions determine your destiny, not your circumstances. I love you with the love of Christ. There is, and I promise, there is nothing that you can do about it. And you have a God-fantastic week. Shalom. Good evening, Kingdom citizens. This is Khadijah, host of Kit Kat Moments, Revelations of Life. Your decisions determine your destiny, not your circumstances. Thank you for supporting our broadcast. I want to take this opportunity to remind you that this Sunday is Pentecost Sunday. So there will be no conversations with Abba over on Facebook Live. Continue to pray for me as I continue to pray for you, and have a God-fantastic week. Shalom.